Penguin Random House Audio presents The Awkward Thoughts of W. Kamau Bell. Tales of a 6'4" African-American, heterosexual, cisgender, left-leaning, asthmatic, black and proud blurred, mama's boy, dad, and stand-up comedian. This is the author, W. Kamau Bell. Introduction. Hello, listener. Before you start listening, I have a question. Why are you listening to this particular audiobook? Do you have a dead spot in the pit of your stomach that has been there for months and isn't going away? Are you kind of afraid that it never will? Are you feeling stuck? Trying to figure out your next move? Questioning everything that you held dear and wondering how you could have been so wrong about what everybody else in this country was holding dear? Are you unsure about how you are going to continue dealing with the level of hate in the world? And worse, the level of hate you have to deal with when you just want to talk about the level of hate in the world? Just me? Let's talk about the racism that we all deal with every day. You would want to talk about the racism, you racist. Wait, what? Expletive, N-word, thinly veiled death threat. Are you, like me, hoping that the recent events in American history will kickstart the 1960s all over again? Or are you secretly happy that all of this happened because your life is pretty much golden, and you are hoping for things to get more interesting because TV hasn't really been interesting since the final episode of Mad Men? Or was it Breaking Bad? No, it was definitely The Sopranos. Unless it was The Wire. Yes, TV hasn't been good since the last episode of The Wire. Ah, doesn't it feel good to be distracted again? Wait, is that why you're listening to this audiobook? Is it serving as a distraction until the new season of Game of Thrones, or Luke Cage, or Insecure, or Empire, or Veep begins? Oh my God, Veep is so good! Julia Louis-Dreyfus is on the Mount Rushmore of comedy! If it's a distraction you want, you might be in the wrong place. I like getting distracted, but I can't seem to turn away from everything that is happening right now. It feels like things are just slipping away. It feels like just showing up isn't enough. It feels like the day before the beginning of one of the Mad Max movies. Maybe that is the distraction we need. I want to see what exactly happened the day before the world turned into a post-apocalyptic desert and people began paying $30 for an ounce of water. I want to see a just pre-post-apocalyptic film. Like the eve of the post-apocalypse. Maybe that will help us make sense of things. What happened that night? I'm betting those people didn't know it was the night before the apocalypse. I bet they were just sitting around, saying something like, "Wow, I never expected that candidate to win the presidency. Oh well, we'll get through this, like we always do." Cut to the next day, and a bald-headed Charlize Theron is driving a car across a barren wasteland for 90 minutes. Because eventually, you don't get through it. That's what happened in that movie, right? I never actually saw it. I prefer my post-apocalyptic movies to be more like the Book of Eli, because you literally can't go wrong with Denzel Washington. Are you listening to this audiobook because you feel like this may just be the just pre-post-apocalypse? Like maybe we are currently living through the sequel to the fall of the Roman Empire? Makes sense. We love sequels. Are you listening to this because this is just about the end? And this audiobook seems like a good listen to end the world with? Well, I don't know that I have any answers for the end of the world. And any distraction I have to offer comes in the form of awkward tales from my past. Like the time when I was a kid and I wore fur-lined leather boots, which I loved, to elementary school, only to learn later that I was made fun of all day because they were girls' boots. My first window into the idea that gender is a continuum. Like flavors of chocolate. Milk chocolate, yes. Dark chocolate? Well, I guess. Just this once. But I'm sitting here recording this book as a way to grapple with some of the questions that this crazy upside-down time has produced, both in me and in the world. Maybe that's why you're here. To listen to someone grapple with some questions. Perhaps you've heard me do just that on my podcast, Politically Reactive. Or are you one of the small but mighty who still feel like my year-long FX and later FXX and after that FXX'd show Totally Bias was, 1, groundbreaking, and 2, canceled too soon? Hint, 1, could be, who am I to say, 2, definitely not. Maybe you were shocked at how my seemingly ridiculous fanboy podcast, Denzel Washington is the Greatest Actor of All Time, period, has turned from a weekly examination about the underrated greatness of Denzel Washington into a larger discussion about representation in Hollywood. Maybe you've seen my CNN show, United Shades of America, and you're wondering how crazy I must be to have gone and asked questions of the Ku Klux Klan. Maybe you've seen me wrestle with racism on stage as a comedian, online in blogs, in print, or, at some of my lowest moments, with internet trolls. Maybe you've appreciated seeing my struggle to articulate, my word, not yours, so I can call myself articulate, how I feel and what I think. Or, are you listening to this because you just don't think I'm funny at all? Not even one bit? Have I never made you laugh? Or even smile? Not even one time? What are you doing here? Maybe you think I'm just some sort of affirmative action hire sent to make guilty white liberals feel better about themselves so that even though they don't have any black friends, they can tell their white friends, but my favorite comedian is J. Jamocha Fudge. I mean, W. Kamal Brown. I mean, that guy who looks like Questlove, but isn't him. At least I don't think it's him. That makes sense. By the way, I spell black with a capital B, because I subscribe to all the black intellectuals and academics and barbershop sages who say that blackness is as much an uppercase identity as Chineseness or Christianityness or any other proper noun identity is. And if Wikipedia is going to insist on capitalizing Klansmen, then I am certainly going to insist on capitalizing black. No matter what every editor of everything I write tells me, except for the editor of this book. Thanks, Jill. Or are you here for the same reasons I am? Have we gotten here to this moment together because in the last few months it feels like the United States of America has turned upside down and we have to review some of what's happened in order to think through what comes next? Are you thinking, perhaps awkwardly, that you need help sorting through the stuff that makes up America in order to attempt to figure out how we should remake America? And have you seen or heard enough of my work that you know I'm awkwardly thinking the same? And often thinking it out loud? And what's more awkward than having to permanently commit my awkward thoughts to the page for all time? Or at least until the current administration takes us firmly into the apocalypse, where there is no electricity for your smart devices, and all actual books are used as firewood to heat the underground caves that we all call home. If that's why you're here, welcome to my awkward thoughts. Chapter 1. My Awkward Youth. My mom is Janet Cheatham Bell, and she is awesome. Seriously awesome. And I'm not just saying that because she's my mom. She is empirically the greatest mom of all time, period. Everybody likes her. Everybody wants to be her friend. Everybody wants her approval. Everybody wants her to think that they are cool. I have friends who let me know when she likes their posts on Facebook. And these aren't my emotionally needy friends. These are my kick-ass, activist, artist, take-no-prisoners, and free-all-political-prisoners friends. And they turn all gooey when my 80-year-old mom likes their status update that quotes James Baldwin's prescient criticism of modern-day conservatism. And if she comments on their posts, forget about it. I've seen less enthusiasm from those people who get brand new homes on that show Extreme Makeover Home Edition, or from that dude on Maury who moonwalked when he found out that he was not the father. My mom is a race warrior and educator in the true sense of the word. My dad is Walter A. Bell. And weirdly, he is also everything my mom is. Popular, charismatic, loved and admired by all who know him, but they took it two different directions. To paraphrase Malcolm X, and who doesn't like paraphrasing Malcolm X whenever you can, my mom is a field Negro. My dad is a Negro in the house, which is different from a house Negro. My dad is a field Negro who worked his way into the house, bought the house, turned the slave quarters into a wine cellar, and he didn't lose any, or not much of, the field.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?